appreciate your prayers tonight. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3 tonight, and then while you're getting there, once you find it, put your finger there, and then thumb over into Joshua. We'll be taking two scriptures out of Joshua this morning, or this evening rather. Joshua chapter 1 and Joshua chapter 23. I'm going to read those tonight because they go along with the message, and I think it's important they need to be read tonight. Thank you, Jacob. But in Luke chapter 3, we find the Bible to say this in Luke chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. And it says, "And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Yes. So that's recorded in Luke 3. That same verse, that same scripture is also recorded in Matthew, Mark. We read it here in Luke, and it's also recorded in John. So it's in all the Gospels about John the Baptist coming and preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. That's out of the book of Isaiah and a number of other places. You can put that together. But over in Joshua chapter 1, it says this. In chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee." This is the Lord talking to Joshua. And he says, "Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." And then over in Joshua chapter 23, we find that the Bible says over there that Joshua says, "Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the laws of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left." And you can be seated tonight, but there's other places in the Bible, and we might read one other one here in a little while out of the book of Proverbs, but as we look at the scripture tonight, and it's very important, I think, for the time that we live in, so we understand the way that we're going. I think it's important to know to note here that John, or that Luke really recorded, and also Matthew and Mark and John as well, when John the Baptist come preaching, the Bible says that he come and he's told him that he was coming to preach the gospel, the way of repentance, for the remission of sins, and that the path to prepare the way before the Lord to make the path straight. I thought about tonight what it is for the straight way. What does the straight path mean? There's a reason why God, listen, told us that we ought to stay straight in things. There's a reason why God warned Israel back in the old Bible that whenever they went somewhere to keep their eyes straight. Hey, listen, he said, you don't have to look to the right, you don't have to look to the left, but you look forward. I'm reminded in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, where it tells us there, and Brother Dylan preached a wonderful message not too long ago about Jericho and how they marched around the city. But after all the walls were done, after they were done marching and the trumpets were blowing and all the shouts were made and the walls fell down flat, the Bible said that God instructed them to walk straight forward. He said just to walk straight up through the city. He told them, he said, you don't have to look to the right or the left, but you go straight and forward. Hey, listen, I believe there's a reason why God told him to go straight. There's a reason why John said, I'm coming to prepare the way of the Lord and to make his path straight. Thank God that God has put us on a path that is straight. And if we're ever going to be successful as God's children, if we want to be where God wants us to be, if we want to do what God wants us to do, we don't have to look to the right. We don't have to look to the left. There's nothing there that's beneficial for us. For the ways of God are straight, and the way of Christ is straight. He never gave us an alternative way. He never made another way. He didn't make a bypass way. He made one way, and straight it is, from here to glory. And thank God, if we're going to wrath of God. Hey, listen, and John, when he come preaching, those men thought it was something altogether different, because all they had known was this way or that way. And the whole time, hey, listen, when people were trying to live for God, listen, the Pharisees and the Sadducees would come up and they would make a new law, make a new way, much like the world today. Whenever things, hey, listen, society wants to go a certain way, they'll get with their politicians, they'll get with their religious leaders, and they'll whisper in their ear. No wonder Apostle Paul said they'll turn to teachers having itching ears. Hey, listen, we've got so much rotten doctrine in our land today, it's pitiful to see what's going on around us. Hey, listen, people are trying to divert God's children to the right or to the left, but I thank God tonight that I've got a guide. I've got a someone down on the inside that'll keep me right when things look like they're about ready to go wrong. I don't need the things of this world or the people of this world to tell me what God wants me to hear. I'm glad that God himself speaks to the hearts of his children tonight. There's a big danger in looking to the right or to the left. I want you to understand that, because we're all subject to it. We're all carnal natured. Hey, listen, and none of us are above it, but we can all get sidetracked along the way. I'm reminded in the book of Genesis when things were going so good for Abraham and his nephew Lot. Hey, listen, you all know the story. They were down in that place where they were, and their herds were multiplying and their sheep were multiplying and everything they were doing. God was just pouring out blessing upon blessing on those men, and they began to become a division between the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham. And Abraham stood up and he said, hey, listen, we ought not to be divided. We ought not to be in strife one with another. Your herdsmen and my herdsmen, they don't need to be bitter and looking at each other and being jealous. He said, let's just part ways right now. He said, but if you go this, what he told him, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. It wasn't saying that Abraham was looking one way or another. There wasn't any looking being done until Lot raised his eyes. The Bible says that Lot lifted his eyes and he looked down at the well-watered plains of Jordan, and listen, and he began to see all that was down there. And when he began to look, and listen, he took his herdmen, he took his flocks, and he went down and he pitched his tent towards Sodom. That was prior to God raining judgment on Sodom. But then in that scripture, the Bible says that, that Abraham lifted his eyes toward God. And listen, if you ever want to know what the right direction is, you don't have to look to the left or the right. Just lift your eyes to God. Look unto him, and you'll see exactly where you need to be. And so it was. Hey, listen, as Lot looked at, lift his eyes toward the plains of Jordan, I believe it was right then and there. Hey, listen, his heart began to get further away from God. I thought about what it does whenever you turn to the right or to the left. And you often, all you hear that drive, you know exactly where I'm going with this. And you young people that aren't driving, you'll figure it out for yourself one day. But oftentimes whenever you're driving a vehicle, hey, listen, they tell you keep your eyes forward. You want to keep your eyes on the road. Number one, you want to see what's out in front of you. When your eyes are forward, you know what's out ahead of you. When your eyes are forward, you know where what precautions to take and what, hey, listen, how to avoid danger and how to avoid the things that are out in front of you that can cause you harm. But you know as well as I do that oftentimes, and no matter how experienced you are, your eyes will begin to wander off in this direction and off in that direction. You want to know what happens when your eyes begin to wander? You start veering off in that direction. Hey, listen, if God help us and God be our guide, that we never take our eyes off the Lord and begin to look to the right or to the left, because I don't want to veer off someplace where God don't want me to be. Hey, listen, we've seen so many people fall by the wayside, and the whole time they are there, it's easy to pass judgment. It's easy to say, well, they're somewhere where they don't belong. I'll say this tonight, that it all started because they started to look away. They all started in that direction because they looked to the right or the left, and they took their eyes off of God. They took their eyes off of his word. They took their eyes on what his will was in their life, and they began to look out, and something else got their attention, and before you know it, they were veering off course. It don't take long to get there. Hey, listen, it could come up like that. That's why it's important that we always pray, we always study, we always stay strong in the work of the Lord, and we look to him Him for our guidance every day. I don't know how people go Sunday. Hey, listen, the only time they open their Bible, the only time they ever bow their head to pray is on a Sunday morning. I don't know how you do it, because what that tells me is you probably went off in the ditch a few times along the week, somewhere along the way. And I'm trying to preach tonight to help you to be strong every day in your life. I'm trying to give you something tonight that'll be a warning, so tomorrow, whenever something comes up your way that catches your eye and you start, your mind starts wandering, you start getting someplace where you don't belong, that you can make a correction, make an adjustment, and get back where God needs you to be. Because John said, I've come to preach. Hey, listen, he said, I come preaching repentance through the way and remission of sin. So our sins are forgiven through the repentance that we repent unto God. Hey, listen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a straight way. Make straight the paths of God. We can run every analogy there is in this world. But I'm telling you tonight, if you ever want to be strong with the Lord, you don't have to pick up every book in the religious section of the Barnes & Noble. You don't have to look online to see what some commentator said. You don't have to go to see what some preacher out west or down south or up north had to say about it. You don't have to read Billy Graham, Joel Osteen, listen, or Joyce Myers. All you got to do is open your Bible and get in there with God and let the Spirit guide you. Stay straight. There's no reason to look to the right or the left. The other thing that happens when you look to the right or left is, and you start gazing off, you start slowing down. I've seen that too. I've done that. All of a sudden you look up and you're in a 55 mile an hour zone. You're going 30 miles an hour because you're just wandering here and there and you're not paying attention to what's going on. Hey, listen, there's no room for us to slow down in the work of God. That's the problem today, is a lot of people have slowed down so much that no one even seemingly knows what they're up to anymore. I've been behind those people. Listen, I'm an irritating driver. I have a little bit of road rage at times, especially when it's 60 miles an hour and someone's driving 30. You ask my wife, I get kind of nasty. I say, what is wrong with these people? They need to get out of the way, get over, turn around or something, but just get off the road. Hey, listen, we as God's children, we ought to have the pedal all the way down to the floor. We ought to be going as fast as we can, as long as the Holy Ghost is leading us and guiding us. We don't have to look to the right or the left. If we see a brother or a sister trying to hinder the Spirit of God because they're going too slow, we need to get a hold of them, pray for them, ask God to get some speed under them so they can get the fire back in them. You might say, well, preacher, we're supposed to go slow. We're supposed to go how fast God wants us to go. And sometimes we'll run, sometimes we'll walk, sometimes we'll be on our knees. But I just get tired of being behind people that are lollygagging. There's a whole lot of people lollygagging oftentimes. And I get, hey, listen, I don't know where that came from, and I'm not trying to preach angry. I'm just trying to preach. But in the house of God, there is no room for lollygagging. There is no room to veer off. There is no room to slow down. Hey, listen, there's no joy in that. There's no edification in that. There's nothing there that'll feed the church in that. I want to be in a church. Hey, listen, when we come in and everybody's on fire and we're ready to pray fire down from heaven and we're ready to feel the presence of God. I don't want a little bit of it. I want it all. Hey, listen, I want to be greedy when it comes to the blessings of God. I want to be greedy when it comes to God pouring out His Spirit. I want to bring the biggest cup I can find. I want to take a 55 gallon drum and roll it in and turn it right up and say, God, please fill it up. And when you're filling mine, would you fill everybody else's? Hey, listen, we're serving a God that's big enough that'll pour out His blessings that we cannot contain it. Let's keep it straight and keep it right. There's no need to slow down. What are we slowing down for? That's the problem today, is a lot of people, they just want to take it slow. Hey, listen, I believe we ought to take it right where God wants us to take it. Hey, listen, no, don't slow down on God if He's not slowed down on you.
That's
right. So we begin to look. Well, the thing happens when you look to the right or left, your mind begins to wander. That's why they call them rubberneckers on the road, right? You see somebody crash and everybody looks and mind wanders. I wonder what happened to them. I don't know. And next thing you know, you rear into the guy in front of you because you ain't paying attention. There ain't no room for, Hey, listen, letting your mind wander where you're not paying attention to what God wants. You know what happens? That's the time that you come into the house of God and you're looking around like this and looking around like that. And before you know it, the pastor calls for dismission of the church service. And you walk out and you go, I don't really know what happened in church today. What did the preacher preach on? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. What songs were sung? I don't even know who sung. I can't even tell you. Hey, listen, I've been there. I walked out of this church before when I was a Christian, well, a young person and a young Christian. And I've been in places before you go to revival and the next thing you know, the preacher says something or somebody says something, your mind gets way out here in left field and you have no idea what they're preaching about. And you leave and come home and they go, what'd you preach? You go, I think it's pretty good. I don't remember what it was. I think it was pretty good. Everybody was happy. What about you? Well, I was probably lollygagging. I didn't pay attention. There's a whole lot of people leave Sunday morning like that. Probably left that this morning. Some people in churches all over the land went home and their spouse or their loved one or somebody asked them what was preached. They said, I don't know. I think he took scripture out of the Old Testament. Well, that's good. The Old Testament's a lot of books in it. But which one? I don't remember. That's because your mind's in left field somewhere. Let's keep it straight.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, it ought to enthuse us so much whenever the Word of God is preached and whenever something's said in the house of God that stirs our hearts. We ought to... Hey, listen, I'm not opposed to getting... You've seen me. These people up here singing have seen me. There's a lot of times something's being done up here and I'll pull my Bible up and I'll start flipping stuff. I'll put on my glasses and I'll start trying to read. I'm not trying to be rude. Hey, listen, but I'm trying to get to a point because God has struck my heart somewhere and I want to put a bookmark somewhere because I want to read it and study it when I get home. Hey, listen, I want to meditate upon that because it's touched my heart because God has spoken and when God speaks, we ought to listen to Him. So we can get off in left field somewhere. Our mind wanders and we stop paying attention. God have mercy on us when we stop paying attention to what God's doing in the house. What God's doing in our life. We start looking at others. This is what happens when we don't stay straight. We don't stay straight. As we said, you kind of look by the wayside. Why do you turn and look? Well, you want to see the devastation that was done there. And you look at it and you start pondering about that. It's naturally speaking. Sometimes we look at other people in other churches. I wrote this one down. Sometimes we look at other people in other churches and we start comparing ours to theirs. And sometimes if we think somebody's church is way bigger than ours, we start being envious of that. And sometimes when we see a church going through a lot of trouble, this is human nature. I'm just preaching the truth. But sometimes we see a church going through a lot of trouble, we kind of just take pride that we're not going through a lot of trouble. Shame on us. Shame on us. I'm reminded in the Bible when Peter looked at John and he said, what about him? That's what he told him. He come to Christ. He said, what about this one? You know what Christ said? He said, leave him alone. Doesn't involve you. That's pretty much what he told him. He said, what is that to you? Peter, you got your own job. You ought to keep your eyes focused straight forward on what you've got, what I've got in store for you. You don't have to look to him. I'll take care of him. And if I was to say that he wasn't going to die until I come back, what is that to you to begin with? Hey, listen, and so we ought not to be looking to our brothers and sisters. I thank God I'm in a church where there's no envy among the preachers. I don't come in here and say, what about Dylan? Dylan won't come in here and say, what about Victor? What about Jim Perry? What about this one? What about Stephen Perry? He's coming. What's he going to do? It doesn't matter what he does. God didn't call me to run his life. God called me, hey, listen, to preach the gospel on the job that he's given me. He didn't call me to run somebody else's life. He didn't call you to run somebody else's life either. He saved you. He didn't save you to live your life vicariously through another person. He saved you because he wanted you to do something for him. And we ought to not be looking to others in envy or strife, but we ought to be looking to others praying one for another. Praying for each other that God help us all, that we can join arms, lock up one with another, fall in line with each other, and we'll both go straight forward together. Hey, listen, if we go forward together, we'll get some things accomplished in the church. The problems a lot of times we see in life is people gather together and they got all these different directions they'd like for things to go in. The only problem with that is they got their own mind in it. We come in the house of God and we're all determined to go straight where God wants us to. There will be no division on which direction we ought to go, because we'll all be going in the same direction. And I know there's places, hey listen, when you start veering off, you start looking into other directions. This is a problem you run into. You start looking into new doctrines, new things, new theories. People walk in, well, I was looking at so-and-so, I was reading this and I was reading that. And hey, listen, and they come with all these things. And the Bible says in the chapter, 17th chapter of the book of Acts, that Paul, he was in Athens, Greece, and he was preaching Jesus Christ, and he was preaching the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, for the saving of souls. And those people there, they were so caught up, them Epicureans and the Stoics and the Athens people, other people of Athens, they all they did was just to listen to some new doctrine, something new that was around. They said, let's listen to what this man has to say. He's a babbler. We don't understand this form of doctrine that he's preaching, but we're going to sit down and listen to what he has to say. Hey, listen, but they spent their time listening to everything new that came. I want you to know something tonight. Everything we need in the gospel's been preached and delivered unto us. I'm not looking for God to give us something brand new. Hey, listen, I know there's enough in this Bible, and God will send a message, and every message that God sends feels brand new, but it's all the same. It's the same Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's the same cross of Calvary. It's the same blood that saves. Hey, listen, it's the same from front to back. Jesus is on every page. I don't care what you tell me. There is nothing new that you're going to find in the Bible that God has not already revealed somewhere down through time. God has not done anything in the dark. He's not kept anything back. He's not held anything secret, but He delivered it all. Hey, listen, and if He didn't, then John never would have stood up and said, I'm preaching. Hey, listen, the remission of sin through repentance, through the blood of Christ. I'm preparing the way and making the way of the Lord straight. It's a straight way, and it's still straight today. God didn't veer off to the left or the right. He didn't say, take this road for a little while until I make another one for you to detour off of. He didn't say, I got another one that I'm going to reveal later. He gave His Son. His Son gave His life. That path is straight from earth to glory. It's through the blood of Christ. And when God come to Joshua and told him over there, whenever they were going to the promised land, what were they doing? They were on a journey into the promised land. And listen, when it got down to time to go, the Lord told him, don't you look to the left, don't you look to the right, but you stay straight and you keep marching forward and you'll end up in that country that I have promised you. And when Joshua got there and it was all divided up and they had rest from their enemies for all those years, for the whole generation of Joshua, and Joshua set them down to advise him. He said, now boys and girls, I want to remind you that God has given us the laws that were delivered to Moses. There's no need to look to the right. There's no need to look to the left. All you got to do is look at what God has given us and follow it and stay straight. And God will bless you all the days of your life. You realize today that God will bless you all the days of your life if you keep straight in the way of God. And if we know that God will bless in His ways, then why in the world would you look to the left or the right? Hey, listen, you ought to make a conscientious effort to put blinders on. And if something gets your attention, you ought to jerk yourself back in line and ask God for help so you can stay straight. We all need to stay straight. We all are subject to veering off. I'm not trying to say that anyone's veered tonight. But I am preaching a message that hopefully give you some advice, maybe warn you, maybe bring some things to your attention. I thought tonight, listen, what happens when you, if you stay to the right or left, you look off the right or left too long, you veer, slow down, kind of lose focus. And if you're not careful, eventually you'll end up in a ditch and you'll be stuck. Worst thing in the world is to see somebody who's stuck. To see a Christian, a child of God, who's stuck. I've seen people get stuck because they get bitter with God. It's not that God did anything to them. It's just that they have gotten off and veered off and gotten to places they don't belong, and they put themselves in a ditch. And now they're blaming God for that. It's not God's fault that you're in a ditch. But let me tell you about one who can come and get you out of the ditch. I'm talking about one that'll rescue you when you need help. One that's waiting to hear from you. All you got to do is call on Him. All you got to do is go to Him, and He'll pull you up right where you need to be. He'll set you right back where you need to be. And He'll strengthen your feet and strengthen you spiritually and help you and get you right back where you need to be. And He'll put His arms around you and He'll guide you. No wonder Joshua said, you don't have to look anywhere else. Just look to God. And just look to Him, and He'll let Him be your guide in life. He said, and God will bless you all the days of your life. Thank God that He does. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 4. He says this. Verse 25. He says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27, the writer Solomon writes in there that we ought to ponder the paths of our feet. Stay straight. You don't have to look to the right or the left. He said, for all the ways, but all thy ways be established. You realize tonight that the way of God is established from the beginning of time. God has never failed. He's never put anybody in the ditch. He's never wrecked anybody's life. But He's established His children. He's established His church. Hey, listen, He'll establish you tonight. He'll establish me tonight. We just need to ponder our paths, ponder our feet, watch our step. We don't need to look to the right or the left. We don't have to look to see if there's some other way. We don't have to listen to the new fan. We shouldn't be looking at what's going on down the road or over here or over there. We ought to be concerned with what's happening right here with what God's doing with us. If we see somebody falling out, we ought to pray for them. We see somebody doing great, we ought to pray for them. No matter what they're doing with God, no matter where they are with God, we ought to be praying for them. If they're a brother or sister, we ought to pray God help them. And I hope and pray that if you see me in a ditch somewhere, that you'll be praying for me too. So a lot of times in the Bible, and especially the one scripture about the Samaritan, and I hadn't even thought about that, but we find that this man had ended up in the ditch. His life was, he was robbed and beaten and half dead. He needed help. And the religious people walked by. If I read my Bible right, if I'm not mistaken, they actually got on the other side of the road to walk by. They got out of their lane and walked by that man as far as they could be away from him. Unfortunately, sometimes that's how we're subject to do if we're not following God in a straight way. A lot of times you get the attitude, I'm glad that's not me. I'll just make my way on down the road. I hope they're okay and I'll make my way down the road. But if God puts on your heart, you ought to stop and help. You ought to stop and help. God's given you something to be useful, to be help an individual. We ought to help an individual. Because at any time, any one of us could be in the same situation. And I would surely hope that I wouldn't see a brother or sister get on the wrong side of the road just to get by and pass on by. We ought to be praying for one another, to help one another. The way of God is straight. There's no need to go to the right or to the left. And I hope and pray tonight that we stay straight. I know we will. I have faith in God that He'll keep us that way. But if your life begins to get off balance, we ought to just turn to a brother, turn to a sister. Take them by the hand and say, would you help me pray? Don't get so distracted. Don't slow down. Don't pull off to the side. Don't wind up in a ditch. We're here to help one another. We're here to pray for one another. There's strength in the house of God. There's strength among the brothers and sisters. And the whole time God wants to keep us straight. But we are carnal beings and He knows that. That's why He's given us that spirit that leads us and guides us and helps us. A lot of times you can see somebody who's in front of you when they, you know when they're turning to the right or left. Because you'll see him veer. You'll see him go this way, that will slow down, as we said already. If you see a brother or sister in that situation, you ought to pray for them. Go to them. Talk to them. See if they need help. See what's bothering them. See if you can help them. And let them know that you are praying for them. And that'd be a big uplift to them. So I'm glad that God's way is straight. God bless you tonight. We're going to ask James to come get a song. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Now you're running your course. You know, they say the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. You've all heard that. God has a straight way to heaven. We know that. It's through the blood of Christ. But I'll say this tonight, that the blessings of God come straight from heaven. God don't bless around sin. He don't bless around corruption. He won't bless you if you're off in left field somewhere. If anything went in the church, then Jesus never would have gotten the cords and whipped them out of the building. They had already corrupted his Father's temple. So they had the same problem back then as we do today. They were going about the religious ways, trying to please God in ways of their own understanding. Serving God is not hard. We just got to submit to Him. Surrender to Him. Look to Him. I believe Saul got his eyes off of the way when Samuel told him to go down and take the king. Y'all know what happened there. He let the king live, spared the sheep. He was looking around. Because he was looking around, he was never established. He couldn't receive everything that God had in store for him. If you're wishy-washy and you look around and you're in church and out of church and you read your Bible and you lay it down for months at a time, you'll never be what God wants you to be. I believe that. I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I don't see how you can be. You cheat yourself out of so many blessings that God has in store simply because you're looking around in directions you don't need to be looking. Someone have it. We got our business meeting tonight, so we're going to take a break.